Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Be Ye Steadfast, Unmovable, Always Abounding in the Work of the Lord. As I indicated at the beginning of the program, the verse that we are considering today is 1 Corinthians 15:58. But I'd like to focus primarily on the part of being steadfast and unmovable. I saw a bumper sticker the other day on the back of a vehicle that said, from 0 to 60 in 15 minutes. I also have heard of cars that will go from 0 to just under 300 miles an hour in 4 seconds. And, of course, the space shuttle. It takes off so quickly, has such thrust, until the astronauts lay flat on the floor. If they were to be seated, then some drastic things would happen to them. So they are flat on the floor as the space shuttle takes off. And then I saw another one that says from 0 to 2 in 2 minutes. Well, there are some things that start off very slow and they don't move much faster than the way they started. A train or a ship, these things move at a certain pace. What got me thinking along the line of a devotional from that is the way that some people can go from a smile to a frown in just one event, or just one word. Some people can go from hope to despair in just one event, one message, takes them from hope to despair. Now, the hope that they have had has not really been real, true hope, but it's been something else. Some can go from joy to sorrow, and we often do that. Many of us will go from joy to sorrow in just one word. Someone tells us something, brings us a message, in just one message. We can be on the mountaintop in one moment, and in the next moment, below the valley. We can be subterranean, deep in a cave, groveling below the worms. That's the way life is. Or going from life to death in just a moment. But praise the Lord, we've been brought from death to life by the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we have one time were in darkness and brought to light. We were in darkness, but now has the marvelous light of Christ shined unto our hearts. When you find yourself in a situation where you think that it's so difficult and just a hopeless matter, I want you to do something. I'd like for you to consider this. Consider God's love for you when things are too big for you to handle. Now, if you have failed and grieved the heart of God and fallen into sin, and you think that the Lord can no longer use you, focus your eye upon His love. When did He first love you? Was it as a result of some deed you've done? Was it when someone told or prayed for you? Or did the Lord love you first? Did He, with all of His knowledge about all of the events, love you in spite of what He knew about you and knew what you would do? Did He love you? Yes, He did. Look beyond the situation. Always make that comparison. And I say that because many times Christians are accused of having, our heads in the clouds. No, that's not true. We have them higher than that. Our hope is in heaven. We're trusting in the Lord, looking unto Jesus. As you have your hope, don't boast about the next moment, because Book of Proverbs tell us that we're not to boast about the things of tomorrow, because tomorrow is not ours. We can look at many things in this day and think that, yes, well, as today is, so shall tomorrow be. That can go both ways. If you are having despair today, and the tendency will be that I will be in despair tomorrow. Or if we are triumphing today, the tendency is to think, it will always be this way. No, we are to be focused on the Lord. We are to be looking toward Him. And don't let reports take you from a dead standstill to a complete drop. But keep your focus on the Lord. Be unmovable in the Lord. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.